with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hola, amigos. It is another day, the 14th of October. Jordan Kleber, you look very Pelican today with your Pels shirt. I think, what is that, a Rafael Esparza special?
It is. He gave this to us.
Yes.
When the day Drew Brees got his finger injury.
Why would you even bring that up, though? I don't even know. Of all of, I mean, couldn't you just say, yes, he gave that to us? Why did you even have to bring that up? Why is that something that's in your mind?
I just wanted to give you the timeline.
You know what? You've been banned for the next 10 seconds. There. Your mic has now been potted up. Make sure. Say something real quick.
Hello?
See? Cannot hear you. We got plenty to get into today. The Cajun Ninja, Dr. Holly McKenna. We got a little Saints talk with John J. Hendricks coming up. Ali Cosell, finalists for your Pelicans head coaching search. I can't wait to get your take, Pels fans, as to who you think. Who do you like? Initials. You should know at least one set of initials. You should know both favorites, but there could be two other assistants that are in the running as well. We'll talk with Ali from the Bird Rights coming up at 1:15. But first, you do know, Jordan, it's just a beautiful day. I'm such in a good mood. You know why I'm in a good mood? We've had one cold front. Lower the humidity. We got another cold front coming this weekend. Coolest temperatures of the season, I keep hearing, Jordan. Coolest temperature. You know me. I love me some October. And you know what else I love me? Halftime of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day. I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more than what, that Camera Wednesday, hump day, is. Shock G, the Digital Underground head coach, Sean of the Payton as well. Jordan, he spoke today, even though we are in Saints bye land in week. It's a little bit different than in seasons past. The New Orleans Saints not going anymore. They were not given the see you later. Well, first off, you can't really go on vacation anymore. Words of wisdom.
Humptiness forever.
There he is. A little peace and humptiness forever. Enjoy the beautiful temperatures, a beautiful blue sky. More importantly, as you hear, it is the midway point of your work week. Friday around the corner. You got Cajun football tonight on ESPN against Coastal Carolina. Jordan, they were supposed to play on Saturday. You remember what happened? Hurricane Delta. No, I don't think you remember what happened on Saturday, do you? It's another story for another time. Look at you. Give me some prayer hands. I love that. You know what, though? We're going to have a lot of fun. Not about your story, but about the Cajuns. Of course, Tulane gets ready to play on Friday at 5 o'clock on ESPN. A very weird kickoff time there for the Green Wave. The Tigers, are we playing? Are we playing or are we not playing? Jordan, do we know for a fact are we playing or not? Basically, every 5 minutes I refresh something, there's a Gator that has COVID. So are we playing or not? Dan Mullins is backtracking now on the, remember after the game, a bitter loss to those Texas A&M Aggies. And what happened? Do you remember what happened afterwards? I want 9,000. 9,000 in our swamp. Chomping at the bit for them Tigers. Well, after his team started testing positive, he has backtracked on his call to pack the swamp. He says, quote, whatever our local health officials come out and say, this is the number of people that we're going to allow in the game right away, right now, that I want to encourage those people to come in. Bring that energy, bring the excitement in the stadium to help our team win. So there you go. Now, we'll see. A total of 19 people have tested positive over the last several days. Source telling ESPN on Wednesday, Mullen said that two assistants now have tested positive. But Jordan, both were asymptomatic. LSU coach Ed Ogeron said he wouldn't be surprised if Saturday's game was canceled as a result of the viral outbreak in Florida. Mullen, of course, would not speculate on what might happen. What day is it today, Jordan?
Wednesday.
Yeah, you might want to know at some point in time, huh? But do we wait? When would be the last possible moment? I mean, the team leaves Friday, right? Would you like to know, though, today or tomorrow? We playing football or not? 19 players, two assistants. What do you think? Willing to bet some lunch on a game or not?
No, I'm not betting any lunch.
You're not betting anything?
I like my Vinny's lunch too much.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
By the way, come out to Vinny's tomorrow.
Are we doing this?
And me and Sissy. Sissy and I.
Have you texted her back and forth?
No, I haven't texted her.
Okay.
We are going to race.
I mean, per the weather reports, there is no chance of rain tomorrow. So, you might have a north head wind coming at you. We're going to use that side street on the side on 18th.
I'm fine with that.
All right, dumpster to the stop sign. Or stop sign to the dumpster. You probably want to be running to the dead end, Eric.
That way
you're
I
not
going
to come
down.
To it. Exactly. I mean, you are going to run past the stop sign, and it could be into Earl's truck, who's leaving after eating some wings. We wouldn't want that on Ridge Lake. Maybe we need to reach out to Jason and Sissy today. You think we need to do that?
If you want, we can.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
I'm fine with that.
All right. Well, that's good. Coming up in hour number two, Ali Cosell, as we mentioned, some finalists. Lots of stories coming out. Stan Van Gundy, apparently a finalist. Ty Lue, finalist. Two other assistants as well. Ali Cosell is going to touch on that. Dr. Holly McKenna, 145. An interesting topic I want to kind of get into, Jordan. We see this all the time. We kind of take it for granted. And we always try to delve into the mind and how you overcome things and everything. But we all saw Dak Prescott, the old thumbs up, right? You know, head in a towel, carted off the season for 6 months, whatever. But we could also sometimes apply that in life to people, right? I mean, athletes don't have to overcome that with that immediate sense and feeling of a setback. But in like off the field life and normal people, right? We're sort of, not in a sense of injury, but Jordan, maybe there's a promotion or a job that you liked or wanted and don't get it. That immediate reaction, how you pick yourself back up, how you handle it, how you can learn from it. How can you take something from it? Something from that nature, right? So I think that's something to kind of keep an eye on because we always assume, okay, this player is injured, how do they feel and all that stuff, or we'll see in 4-6 weeks. And then we don't really think about it until the player comes back and plays. But I think there's some things that our athletes do or have to go through that I think can also be applied to, say, fans off the field and things of that nature. So that's what we want to touch on. And Cajun Ninja, I asked him since, you know, it's going to be LSU in Florida, at least right now. Little Gator. Has he ever done anything with the Gator? Do you eat Gator? Have you ever eaten Gator?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Remember, we went to MRB. Woody had a Gator for us.
Woody did do some grilled Gator.
I've also had it before where it's been fried.
Okay. So you've had more Gator than I have. So, I mean, that was my first time I ever had Gator. Mm. Smoked Gator, right?
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Whatever is important. You okay?
Oh, I pressed the wrong pole.
What'd you do?
So, quickly, I'm going to transition real quick.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing. You're staring at your phone. I mean, are you in trouble?
The sports hangover.
To get your grades?
The sports hangover.
Did you get another 17 in math?
No.
Okay.
The sports hangover question of the day. Better stiff arm.
Yeah.
Saints Shy Tuttle on Matt Ryan or Titans Derrick Henry on Josh Norman?
Yes.
I have it up on Twitter.
Yeah?
You could go vote below or you could comment.
So what happened? What's wrong?
I accidentally pressed Derrick Henry. I meant to press Shy Tuttle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, if that's how you feel, because per last night's game, which the Bills got handed to them, Were you surprised by the reaction the Titans players were kind of felt like the NFL was doing it? Dudes, your entire team was completely COVID related and testing positive. You couldn't play games. You had to move them. Like you had linemen flipping off the cameras, acting like they were against them. Hey, talk to Saints fans and the New Orleans Saints about feeling the league's against them. Jeez, Pete. Strange, right? Do you think it's strange? Yikes. This hour we'll hear from head coach Sean Payton, Sheldon Rankins, and Marquez Callaway. They spoke today. What do you?
Nothing. No,
what?
I was.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What happened?
Nothing.
Did you not get them?
No, I got Sean.
You know what? D, thanks for giving us a call. I only text you that happened in the 8 o'clock hour. Did I not? Pulled me up this morning, pulled my text up, and while I speak to D, you tell me if I text you at 8:30 this morning. Go ahead. D, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got?
Hey, guys, nothing too much. Don't be too hard on him, brother.
No, you know, I should be hard on him. I told him 4 hours ago two players spoke, and he didn't pay attention.
Well, look, tell him, look, the tater sauce pecan, you let it cook a little bit more.
There it is.
Really good. Or you can actually go to Trey Yen's in Mandeville. They got a pretty big gator dish over there.
I hear a lot about that restaurant, man.
Yeah. It's a little far from my taste, but when you do go, it's worth the drive, that's for sure. But anyway, let me get to this Dan Mullen stuff, because I am not a Dan Mullen fan.
Okay.
But I can promise you, when he was crying about he had five guys that were out and he wasn't sure if they were going to play, and then he found out that Miles Brennan ain't going to play, I can promise you he's looking to have this game. No matter if he's got 19 guys out or not. Okay? That's how Dan Mullen is. I mean, he's just not. I don't know which Florida is. Florida never has these coaches. They all always have some kind of issue on one side of the ball or not. But that's not why I called. What I called was that for the first time in months, I am going to say something about the Pelicans.
Oh, okay. We got some Pelicans chat. All right. What you got, D?
Well, I like Stan Van Gundy because, again, and I hate to say it like this, but he reminds me of Gentry, and he tells you how he feels.
Yes, he
does.
He
says it on his show. He's that and where he's coming from, which I love that in a coach. That being said, I really only think he's a little bit better than Gentry because his offenses are never as good as Gentry, but he does have a defensive mind also. So that's a little bit better. But I remember this morning somebody on the radio was talking about they would really like some new blood. And I'm thinking isn't there any assistants out there that are really up and coming that we can grab that could actually grow with this team? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, if you remember, we had Monty Williams, and Monty Williams got his point across to his team. Now, we didn't do anything with Monty, but you could tell from where the places he's went that he is a coach that grows with a team. I mean, look what he's doing with Phoenix. And I don't think Phoenix has the talent that New Orleans has, you know? And I really think we need an up-and-coming coach of that nature. Now, I know Tyronn Lue is not going to come here because he's got other options. And I would say more experienced options. But we need to get an assistant coach that's on the come. I think Van Gundy is a better option than what we had with Gentry. But, again, look at the money, all right? If we're paying somebody 7 to 10, then he's going to have a little more say than a guy making $3 million a year. Now, Van Gundy or whoever else comes in at $3 million, he's got to be an up-and-coming coach. He can't be a retread for that kind of money. So I'm hoping we see, you know, a coach come up in here with either big money or somebody that you could say, well, we paid him a little money because he's an up-and-coming assistant, and he's the guy that David Griffin wants. And if we do that, I'll be happy with that. That being said, I am still not watching basketball until we get rid of all this, can I say crap on TV? I mean, on radio?
No, you just did.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, it came out. But until we see basketball, until it's all about basketball, I'm still not going to watch. But Ben Gundy, he's, you know, look where the money's at. How much they pay them. If they pay them the right, then the coach has a little more say. And I want a coach having the say, not the general manager. And I'll shut up and listen to you guys. Thanks for the time, fellas.
All right, Dee. Appreciate the phone call. So that's why we're going to have Ollie on. He wrote on at thebirdwrights.com, thebirdwrights.com. If you want to go check it out, and I've retweeted his article. Again, Adrian Wojnarowski yesterday said Jordan and Brian Windhorst on the jump yesterday's episode on TV. Stan Van Gundy, Ty Lue, the two favorites, right? Or at least two of the four finalists. It's going to be four finalists. The Pels will interview this week. Ty Lue, as you know, David Griffin worked together in Cleveland, won a championship. Ty Lue's also somebody that the Houston Rockets like. There's been reports this week they're getting closer. Ty Lue and the Clippers could be a possibility. As far as the Clippers go, you have a situation where they will be interviewing Sam Cassell. You know, I've talked about it. I like him. That's an up-and-coming assistant that a lot of people feel is good as well. The other names that have been mentioned as finalists, Jamal Mosley, who Brian Windhorst yesterday in the jump said he's very high on, puts him in the same breath as Ty Lue. Will Weaver, Darvin Ham, David Vanderpool. There's Jason Kidd's name, Kenny Atkinson, Dan Craig. Kenny Atkinson was one of those names early on. A couple of assistants in there as well. So we'll break that down with Ollie. But Stan Van Gundy is getting a lot of love from Pels fans as to how he sees things, political views, and also how he is with players and interacts with them, holds them accountable, things of that nature. So I'll listen to you, Pels fans. What do you think of the finalists so far? It looks like it's being leaked out there. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover just underway. We'll hear from head coach Sean Payton what he had to say this morning about playing in Baton Rouge next on ESPN New Orleans.
Greg's SUV clearance sale is going on now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners are all marked down to the lowest prices. Plus, Greg LeBlanc needs your trade-in today to restock our used inventory. Great service, great deals. That's the Greg LeBlanc way. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. $2,000. Go to our website and find your perfect ride. That's Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengill with the Sports Hangover. If you're suffering from low T, you don't have to accept it. Get back to feeling your best with Men's Total Health. Did you know the effects of low testosterone are not only physical? You would be surprised at how hormone imbalance can affect your daily life, emotionally, sexually, and even sleep patterns. Irritable, bad mood, can't concentrate, can't remember things. Hormone balance can help you be your best self, improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590. To schedule an appointment today.
Download the free Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office mobile app today. Stay informed with the latest news releases and get push alerts with emergency information. Submit an anonymous tip or pay tickets and fines all on the app. It also has popular features from our website, such as information on current inmates, active warrants, and an interactive map with information about sex offender locations. All of this and more is available on the free Lafourche Parish Sheriff's Office mobile app.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber. In Metairie and over in the LaRose studios. Buddy, we'll be taking your phone calls, 800-998-1003. That's a nice name, isn't it, Jordan? Buddy. Just sounds like he's your buddy. It's a nice guy. My name is Buddy. See what I'm saying? It's like Jordan. You got a lot to live up to with that name, you know? Just saying. Gus, I'm a friendly ghost. You don't have any idea where I'm going with this at all? None?
No.
Okay. Just making sure you're paying attention. That's all. 800-998-1003. It's one of our questions of the day. In all honesty, seriously, did you watch the Titans-Bills game last night? Derrick Henry tossed left. He's on his way towards the sideline. There's Josh Norman. Whoa! Right forearm, shiva, you know, extension, shoved him. People have used I Believe I Can Fly, the Titanic theme song, you name it, in slow-mo. It's been shown 100,000 times. Apparently, it is the best stiff arm of all time. Or is it? Shy Tuttle, noodle arm. Remember that one, Jordan? Remember that game? Saints at Falcons? Shai Tuttle on his way to the end zone. There he is, number two for your Atlanta Falcons, trying to stop him. What happens? Sit down. That to me, first off, it's against the, so I'm biased. I mean, I'm not, let's be honest, I am completely biased in this poll. Anything that becomes a GIF, a meme, a long-lasting clip where a Falcon is sent flailing to the ground will always probably get a notch or two above. But that was a legit, I mean, that was a scoring play, right? Didn't they score a touchdown on that? Shai Tuttle? I mean, come on, man. You got to give that to him. Love it. 800-998-1003. So head coach Sean Payton spoke already this morning. Again, I know it's a bye week, but he said it after the game. They're not going anywhere. Team's going to be coming in, lift, workout, get in shape, treatment, what have you, for a couple of days. He's going to give them a couple of days off from practice, but then get right back at it. And you know what?
That's the right idea.
Because this team needs to, they need to fix some things. Need to fix some things. The old deep balls. You can work on that. The old, you know, how about that pace, that tempo? Let's get going on offense here. Let's go. You can work on that. So you can rest. You can do a lot of that stuff. But they were bright and early this morning. Again, Sheldon Rankins and Marquez Callaway, they spoke in the 8 o'clock hour. So they were in the building bright and early, like 8:10, man. They were speaking with reporters. So they're getting a treatment and going about it, even though it's the bye week. So what did Coach have to say about, to me, one of the most important things that came out yesterday towards the end of the show? Matt Moscona had a rant on it that a lot of people reacted to in terms of the Saints speaking with LSU officials, the mayor of Baton Rouge, LSU, welcoming, open arms, can't wait to see you, right? We got the statement from Greg Bensel, VP of Communication for the team, saying, look, our officials and their officials, they met today to talk about it. Mayor came out and said, it's about safety. It's not about anything else. She probably didn't like those tweets. It's getting political. It's getting public. So another question of the day, what should the Saints do? I'm going to play what Coach Payton had to say, but I'm asking you, Saints fans, what should the Saints do? Should the Saints try to find any method, any way where you can have fans? Again, I played several bites yesterday after the game on Monday night. Sanders, Kamara, Cook, all talked about, man, if they wish they had fans. Alvin Kamara.
We need our fans in that stadium. I mean, that's huge. But the fans that we did have, they did their part. You know, we just need some more. But, you know, we fought, and we just got a grimy win. We had to do that.
Jared Cook.
It would have been nice to do this in front of our fans tonight, and hopefully we can do that in a couple of weeks when it's a little bit more of a packed crowd in the house.
Now, that was Monday night. That's unsolicited. It's not like these players were brought up to speak to reporters, and the topic was, should the Saints play somewhere where they can have fans? That's them offering perhaps a glimpse as to why. We spoke about it with Amy Just yesterday afternoon on the show, as to why maybe the energy wasn't there in the morning or in the opening part of the game, right? They struggle a little bit about it. It's also probably why we've seen opposing quarterbacks have a little bit of success, and it's affected it. I mean, look, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, you could see in certain plays. I mean, Justin Herbert was relaxed. You don't have the, you know, 70,000-plus hoodats making that play some bearable and having to put your hands on your ear holes on your helmet because you can't concentrate. So I don't think it's coincidental, because it's something that stood out to me. So it's not coincidental that the day after several players mentioned they wish they had their crowd, the Saints come out and say, hey, we're speaking with LSU. We're not waiting anymore. They wanted fans in the Packers game. They were told no. And since that Packers game, they went at Detroit. 2 weeks later, can we have games for the Chargers? They requested. They were told no. So you have people worried about health. You have people saying it's about health, not spreading. And then you have people saying, let it be an open choice. Now, The mayor saying fixed stadiums in her statement. No fixed stadiums has fans. The Falcons haven't opened their stadium when they've allowed fans in there. The Saints say that the NFL doctor or physician or person of protocol, which, by the way, approved what the Saints were going to do, is try to reach out to the mayor, try to let him know, no, it's fine. A properly ventilated indoor stadium can be just as effective or safe as an outdoor stadium if the proper protocols are put in place. So I'm asking, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio, Nola, what should the Saints do? As a Saints fan living in the New Orleans area, do you want to go to the Dome to see them? Again, it's not going to be a sold-out stadium. I don't even know how many of y'all are going to go, if you want to go and can go. 25%, right? So 25,000 at LSU. It would be more at LSU than you could have in the Dome. 25% of 70, 75, 72, whatever that number is they want to round out to, is not the same as 100,000, which is what the capacity for Tiger Stadium is. I said it yesterday. I'm Sean Payton. I'm the Saints. If I can play in front of 25,000, the second I've heard from the city and the school, and if both of them said, come on down or come on up the BR, I'd have said, done. Let me get to my MacBook. Let me whip up a schedule. That's one thing off the list. We'll plan it. Then you get the person that is in charge of logistics. There goes your hotel on Friday in Baton Rouge. I already stay at a hotel even in town on a game day, on a game weekend. So it's nothing changed. You do your walkthrough on Saturday, or maybe you do the walkthrough in Baton Rouge. You do it in a stadium. Now, there are a couple of weekends where LSU is playing Saturday afternoon, but you can just take that short little hotard bus on up there. There's your hotel. You're good to go. To me, it makes sense. I do it. I do it for two reasons. One, it does help. It benefits. Of course you want some of that crowd. B, if the mayor politically or non-politically feels that this is the best course of action for her city, then there's no reason to fight. Then, okay, we're just going to go over here and do it. Again, we can go back and forth on who's right or who's wrong, but I'm asking you what you think the Saints should do for themselves. Head coach Sean Payton this morning was asked about it. And he was asked about whether or not the team should go about LSU if a date has been decided on.
Yeah, you're talking to the wrong person.
I had to ask somebody. Thanks.
No, I'm with you. But I would say this, though. That to me, that would be exciting.
All right. Simple enough. It would be exciting. The follow-up would be any challenges to playing at LSU.
I don't think there'll be I welcome the. I mean, I don't think there'll be many challenges. I mean, it's right up the road. You'd be playing on grass outside in a great environment, and so, if it was playing it in the Dome with no fans or playing up there with 25,000 of our fans, then every one of us would make the second choice. So we would embrace it.
There you go. So I'm on the money with that. I hadn't. Until obviously said it this morning, knowing what Sean Payton's feelings would be, but there you have it. Coach of the New Orleans Saints. If the choice is zero fans, or eventually 7 to 10 to 13, or 25,000 fans, it's not a choice. He mentioned the grass surface, better for your body and your knees and everything. I like the opening. I'm in. Like I said, this is a different year. This isn't, and I would feel differently perhaps if there was a possibility of eventually all the fans getting into the Dome. There is no way, and you know what, it's happening. It's not happening anywhere, right? I mean, we talked about it. We might have some fans, when the NBA returns, which, by the way, the leak now is, looks like the NBA is kind of leaning to MLK Day, January 18th, to be the season opener. Some fans, you're not going to have a full New Orleans arena. I mean, Smoothie King Center. So, some fans. So the fact that you're not going to have full, you try to go get the most and enjoy it. And again, to me, knowing this individual, planning, taking things away from the unknown makes the most sense. You heard him there. You're going to prefer the second choice. Go get it done. Tell me what hotel we're going to, what time we got to get there. I need to work on my football team. Go play in Baton Rouge. Take everything away. Then there's no need to argue back and forth. There's no animosity need. The mayor can do what she needs to do. The team's doing what they need to do. That's my opinion. Love to get yours. 800-998-1003. We come back more from head coach Sean Payton. Touches on the first action of the season for Marcus Davenport and his suggestion on how to fix the deep balls. Can't wait to hear that. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans, on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
The headlines we'll get to. Jordan, we'll have a couple of NFL headlines here shortly as well. Again, the Pelicans basically down to four finalists. Two of the bigger names, Stan Van Gundy, Ty Lue. Taking your phone calls and feelings on that as well. Ali Cosell from the Bird Rights 115 will discuss that. And some of the other assistants, Jamal Mosley being one that Brian Windhorst was really high on yesterday on The Jump on ESPN. The NBA targeting MLK Day, Martin Luther King Day, of course. That is January 18th, a Monday for the season opener. Kind of give you an idea when the next new year will start. Also coming up shortly over in Gainesville, kind of a big presser. The school has what, Jordan?
Yeah, Gators Athletic Director Scott Strickland will hold a press conference at 2 p.m. to discuss the recent Gator football team COVID developments.
That's 2 p.m. Eastern, yes. So at 1 o'clock, top of the hour, I'll click it, and we'll hear what he has to say about it. Again, 19 players, two assistant, or is it 19 total, two assistants? I lost track. I mean, it was literally every update on Twitter, but I think it's 19 total or 19 players with two assistants. I'll go double-check on that story. On how they did it. It's funny how sometimes they report it differently. Is it 19 total? Is it 19 assistants? Or 19 players and two assistants. Bottom line, it's a bunch of people on game week. So, yeah, a total of 19 people have tested positive over the past several days, including two assistants that tested positive but are asymptomatic. So a total of 19 since this weekend. My guess is they don't play Saturday, right? That would be my guess. I don't know. But we'll keep you posted. You just heard head coach Sean Payton say that he would welcome the opportunity to go play. He said it's exciting over at LSU. And obviously, if it's zero fans or 25,000 fans, he's choosing 25,000 fans. So, 800-998-1003 Saints fans, what do you think the Saints should do? Are they doing what they think you should do? And then go try to play in front of a crowd. Or should they wait and play here at home in the dome? Give me your opinion at ESPN Radio NOLA, or you can give us a call. Also, a couple of other NFL headlines before we get to some more. Sean, what do you got for us?
Yeah, so just around the league, Dan Quinn released a letter to the city of Atlanta.
Before AD even gave us an Instagram post, huh?
Before AD
That's
even.
That's incredible.
And just give you a little snippet of it. How fortunate am I that I closed this chapter the very same way that I started it? I guess that's 0-5. On to the next
topic. Wow, where did that come up with?
Sam Darnold has been ruled out with a shoulder injury, and Joe Flacco will start this Sunday against the Dolphins. Jets and Le'Veon Bell go separate ways, and it's kind of strange because just early yesterday, they were in trade talks, and then they just decided to release
That's
Le'Veon
because, you know,
Bell.
I'll tell you why. You know why? Because no one's going to trade for somebody that clearly is on the trade block and no one gets along. They'll just wait to do this, be released.
Melvin Gordon has been charged with a DUI.
Oh, no.
Panthers taking precaution after Falcons tested positive.
Oh, Dan Quinn's farewell gift?
Yes.
No, it wasn't him, but that's not...
As the question of the day states, Derrick Henry's stiff arm hurt around the world.
Yeah.
Which one's better, Shy Tuttle or Derrick Henry's stiff arm?
Titans looked good against those Bills yesterday.
And the obvious news that's been going around locally here is Saints maybe playing in Baton Rouge and also kind of the Michael Thomas news.
We're going to get into that.
Going around.
Malcolm Jenkins was on a national show yesterday, and I want to get to it. Rod Walker tweeted what Malcolm Jenkins said on CBS Radio, Sports Radio yesterday on Tiki and Tyranny show on that. Michael Thomas had a series of tweets last night, or yesterday evening, Jordan, basically. I'm paraphrasing. You can read them coming up your next segment, but essentially it's not trying to clear up rumors. I wasn't healthy. That's what happened. But apparently it's been obtained. Pro Football Talk obtained the letter sent to Michael Thomas in which he was fined. So we'll get into that next segment.
Yeah, there's a lot to go into that.
Yeah. Mr. Black, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, sir. What you got?
For me, if the Saints want to go play LSU, they can go play. You know, it's just the mayor of New Orleans looking out for the people, so I don't blame her. You know, for a wee while, but she's gonna wait till like game 8 or 9, you know, before she let people in. Nothing wrong with that, but she's looking out for everybody. So, you know, if the Saints want to go 25,000 at Baton Rouge and want to make them some money, have a crowd there, let them go. You know, it won't be no problem. I don't have a problem with that.
That's kind of how I feel, Mr. Black. I'm sort of like, look, if she feels that she's doing what's in the best interest of the city, and she feels that that's the best thing to do, and she has also brought up financial concerns as also a reason for doing it, and if it gets to the point where she's like, shoot, I mean, she's furloughing police, she's doing different aspects of it, furloughing city employees, should I use then that money to staff and do that? So I get it. I mean, if it's a city versus sports sort of thing, I can understand that to an extent. I can also understand that, quote unquote, the money can bring you in, but some of those places aren't open. And so I think both sides should do what's best for them. And if the team can get some fans to cheer them on and provide a better atmosphere, and there's a safe place for that to happen, go do it. And then that way there's no animosity, there's no anger involved. And, you know, I quite honestly, I'd love to go outside and see a game in Tiger Stadium. It'd be fun.
That's just a thing. And another thing, it's still Louisiana. As long as you're in Louisiana, and like for Hurricane Katrina, they had to go out to Houston and stuff like that. Right. So in Louisiana, I'm happy with that.
That's a very good point. Right, exactly. It's like you're going to San Antonio or something like that. That would be different. I think you'd have Saints fans up in arms, you know? In this case, yes. I think Saints fans would be like, you know what? Let's take the job. Maybe it's been a while since we've gone up there. I'll go check out Mike the Tiger, you know, whatever. Go hang out, whatever. Like I said, it's a different season, man. This is a different year. Everyone's adjusting. Everyone's having to do things they've never done before.
Yeah, you're right. So if she's doing looking out for the city, even though it's like furloughing people, people getting paid, going to work, not getting paid, but at the same time, he's looking out for everybody healthy in the city. Because you look at it, because we're going down, we flattened the curve in New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? So this is the second time we flattened it. So, yeah, she's doing good. I don't have a beef with her, but at the same time, I know fans, even me, I won't go see the Saints play. But at the same time, we still have to look out for our health. The Saints just play, like, what, 6 months out of the year, but my health is a lifetime. You know, so that's what I'm looking at. And then for somebody else, you know, looking out for their health. You know, so it's all right, man. But y'all have a good day, and thank you, Jeff.
Too, man. Appreciate the phone call, Mr. Black. And the breaking news that just popped up, Jerry Palm from CBS and also Brett McMurphy from the stadium, both releasing the same thing. Jerry Palm, no surprise, LSU Florida has been postponed. Jordan, Brett McMurphy, though, adds something else to it.
Yeah, Saturday's LSU at Florida game postponed, sources tell the stadium. First reported by Brooks Cabina. Tentative rescheduled date is December 12th. This is the second SEC game postponed this week.
Okay, so there you have it. It has been postponed. So, again, when you have a total of 19 people since Saturday afternoon, I mean, Sunday, I guess, when those tests came out, and it's Wednesday, I don't think that's a no-brainer, right? So, look, you know, the team that's playing tonight on ESPN, the Cajuns, taking on Coastal Carolina. They were supposed to play at Appalachian State. They had an outbreak. That game got, you know, moved back. So it's what you're going to have this year and adjust. So LSU, Florida, pass it on. No game on Saturday. It will be rescheduled. Is it tentatively? Is that what they're saying? December 12th?
Yeah.
All right. So that game has been moved now to December. I would say that, I think that's the weekend. It is. It's the weekend before the scheduled SEC championship game. I think December 19th was the SEC championship game. So that's interesting if you're LSU in Florida, you know, and you're battling. What are you grinning about? What? I know where you're coming. I know it.
Battling.
Well, Florida might still be battling for a shot to the SEC championship game. Okay. Maybe not LSU.
Is there a bakery in
you
here?
You know what? I'm going to do you what everyone always says me when I say LSU.
Other people are walking
you
in the bakery?
You hate LSU.
Is it a cakewalk?
Wow. Wow. Who's cakewalking? The Gators? They just lost A&M. How's it a cakewalk? What are you? No one's cakewalking. Other than Roll Tide!
Just give them the trophy now.
I know. I said it before. I know y'all don't want to hear it. I'm Arch Manning. It's not even a decision.
Like you've been saying, Gus, LSU fans,
not even a decision.
Sit back in your chair.
I told you, it's a stress.
Crack open a cold one. If you win, you win.
Exactly.
If you lose, you lose.
Oh well, see you next year. Exactly.
Get your little buzz going.
Yeah.
Have a
good. Get your nice grill. Even
have
you
a
know,
good
you know
day.
What? You don't even need the alcohol. Maybe you want a nice.
Yeah.
You know,
if you want
a beet root beer,
something.
Do you like a beet root beer or a Barks root beer better? Dude, a beet root beer is pretty good.
Root beer is root beer. I like any kind of root beer.
I don't
beer.
Know about that. You have A&W. There are some different root beers.
I will say this.
The Abita root beer is solid. Solid. I mean, Barks is your tradition, right? I mean, but I do like me the Abita root beer. My point is, yeah, whatever. Just enjoy your Saturday. Go to the park. Go play with your kids. The game happens. It happens. Great. You're not winning the title. Who can? It's a weird title anyway this year, right? I mean, those big games, I couldn't even get that fired up. It's not the regular swamp. It's not Death Valley. It's not the same. You need tailgating sights and smells and sounds of a Saturday in Baton Rouge or at Tuscaloosa. I mean, that's what you need, right? So see you next year.
I mean, look at this. You're still the official.
Yeah, you're still the
champion.
Yeah, you haven't been knocked out just yet. Plus, I'm going to save you the heartache of having to watch the national media go goo goo gaga when Ohio State finally gets to play. And here comes the Pac-12. Yay for them. Well, your team's had like a month and a half head start. No, wait, just wait. Just wait. The Ohio State hasn't played yet. Whatever. See you next year. Stress. Free 2020.
I would say stress-free 2020.
Well, yeah, then you got the New Orleans Saints. Let's take a quick break. We come back. Are you ready to hear from Jason Giles about this race? I don't know. That excitement all of a sudden went down across from me.
I thought we were getting sissy.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe. I don't know. When we come back, we'll find out if we're racing tomorrow. Plus, I promise I will play some Sean Payton. But again, the big news, LSU Florida been postponed. Tentatively rescheduled December 12th for those two to play in Gainesville. Sports Hangover continues next, where Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. 800-998-1003 is our number. 909-KING is the other number. Two numbers you should absolutely be committed to memory. KingInjuryFirms.com, the website, as well as the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ, smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
When it comes to planning for the financial independence of you and your family, you just can't afford to be wrong. If you're within 10 years or less of retirement, the opportunities to adequately provide for your future are becoming less and less. We guide clients to make suitable investment decisions to pursue their goals once their earning years are over. For a confidential, no-obligation evaluation of your financial goals, contact me, Raleigh Galliano, today at 325-6500. Galliano Wealth Management Group, advice you can trust. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
When you need health-related answers quickly, you want the fastest, safest results possible. That's why Terrebonne General Medical Center is the only facility in the state to offer the new GE Revolution Frontier Gen 2 CT scanner. This breakthrough technology presents medical professionals with the clearest images on the market while keeping patients safe and comfortable. To learn more about how TGMC is on the leading edge of healthcare, please visit TGMC.com.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Always interesting. During the break there, we got a little interesting news from Washington, which we'll get into in a quick second. How are you feeling there, buddy?
Perfectly fine.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you rested?
Uh-huh.
Hydrated?
My body feels great.
Have you been stretching this week? Have you been doing little mini sprints? Have you, been preparing for a certain something, perhaps?
Yes.
Tomorrow? Day of the week it is tomorrow, right?
Thursday, Vinny's.
Yes, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie, 18th and Ridge Lake. 18th being the number to note here because that is 18th Street. And on 18th Street in Ridge Lake, it's a dead end away from Severn and Causeway and all of that, right? The other direction. It's right where you can park for Vinny's. It's a little dead end street there, which is perfect for...
Straight away.
Oh, I don't know, a race. Jason Giles from the King Firm and Vinny's joins us. Jason, normally we speak on Thursday, but I don't know. I kind of get a sense and feeling we should talk today as well, sir.
Wait. Hold on, guys. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Usain Bolt. We appreciate your training today. We'll see what happens tomorrow. We're over here at Vinny's preparing for the radio show in the big race.
Mm-hmm.
Usain Bolt just left. We had Carl Lewis in here this morning.
Wow.
It's going to be
I heard in the background he lost weight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Jason, I looked at the weather report. It should be beautiful. 60s to 70s, sunshine, maybe a slight northern breeze because another front's coming. But no reason to not perhaps put the challenge of a one sissy versus join the intern in a foot race.
I love it. I think it's going to, I think that we need as many of the listeners to come watch this in person.
Yeah.
It'll benefit them. And Gus, you and I may not laugh this hard in our entire lives to watch Jordan.
Well, and you know what? Here's the beauty. You're a huge sports fan, huge supporter of the Pelicans, the Saints, and just sports in general. You've traveled to watch sporting events. One of the beauties of sports is the unknown. You just never know when an upset might happen. You know?
You're right. And being there is the atmosphere. It's having everybody else around. This race is going to go down, and this race is going to be awesome, but it'd sure be a lot more fun if we had a bunch of our listeners there to cheer on their favorite racer, which I promise you is not going to be the intern.
Hey, well, I have a win. I have a win-win. It's a win-win for
It is a win-win for Jordan. I really do honestly believe that. But and quite honestly, it's a win-win for me.
I'm glad he finally realizes that, though.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, at one point, shape, or form, Jordan, I think you're winning regardless. And B, Jason, either you and I are going to laugh wholeheartedly, or we're going to witness one of the greatest upsets of all time. So it's a win-win for everybody. Let's do this in the first hour. So
I think we need to do it in the first hour.
We'll do it in the first hour.
A watch running down the beach. But it'll be 18th Street moment at Vinny's Caddy Shack tomorrow.
I love it. So it might be the 12:45 break or something. It's not going to take very long. I mean, buddy, the break's, 3 minutes? We're good. So in that time, and we'll post the video, of course, we are going to shoot it. Beautiful 4K on this 11 Pro, Jordan. I'll have it in 4K.
And we'll do live interviews on the radio.
Be the best 15 seconds of Jordan's life.
It will. To that point, Jason, it probably is. But, yes, I'm looking forward to that. And so, yeah, come on out. Come have lunch with us, Jason. We'll have the steak special out there.
Steak special
of course.
Tomorrow. And, Gus, we got tacos tomorrow. Ooh. Taco Thursday.
Ooh. Oh,
we're not a
little
Taco
change
Tuesday
there.
Kind of
okay.
joint. We're a Taco Thursday kind of joint. And Tuesdays, but tomorrow being Thursday.
All right. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, come on out. Again, the race will be we're going to do it the 12:45 break. So, come on and have some lunch, and we're all literally going to get up, walk through that side door, and Jordan and Sissy will give it a go. Now, mind you, Sissy's working, too, so just keep that in mind.
I'm working.
My point is, that's how confident she is.
That's right.
And in 3 minutes, she'll notch another
right
win.
Right back to work.
You're right back to work, making sure you get what you deserve. All right, hey, Jason, looking forward to it. Give Sissy our best, and we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
See you, Jason.
She goes. Are you ready for this, by the way?
I haven't been, you know, honestly, I have not been training.
Uh-huh.
I've been working out.
Right?
Playing basketball.
Now, you've slipped down now. I mean, you really have. Like, pre-COVID, I wouldn't give you a shot.
No. I was on the cusp of being.
Now look, you're what, 6'3"?
Nah, 6'2".
6'2", with some nice sneakers, 6'3". But you're 6'2". We'll go with 6'2". You don't even feel confident about that. Are you 6'1"? What are you?
No, it's because...
You don't have to lie.
No, because it's always... Me and my sister always debate this.
Debate? When's the last time you went to the doctor?
Well, no, we measured with my dad's measuring
tape.
Here
we go.
And it's like, it says I'm 6'1 and a half, but I'm...
Oh,
I'm
so you rounding up.
I'm telling myself
you're
that I'm 6'2".
You're 6'1". Okay. All right, you're 6'1". Anyway, point is, I mean, that's a decent long stride. I mean, you're taller than Sissy. Now, she's not short now. She's taller than me. And again, I'm 5'7", so. But, again, what you have going against you is she is a track champion.
Yes.
Like, she didn't just compete in track and field in high school. She won events while in high school in track and field competitions. Now, the only thing you can get her, she said that. She won the 200s. So she's used to
the long
haul here. So I don't know the distance. I don't know how deep, how many meters we're going here. I mean, stop sign to what? Stop sign to the dumpster? Stop sign to